Thank you for talking.
Thank you for talking.
No, thank you for listening. I'm Avi Arditi.
And I'm Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmasters, some advice on how to write a thank you note, as many people will do in this season of holiday gift giving.
Laura Komodo is an instructor in the intensive English program at Hawaii Community College. She's been teaching her students from Asia what Americans learn about writing thank yous, which is, above all, give details about what you're saying thanks for. Laura Komodo points out the need for students to vary their writing. For instance, instead of using the word kindness several times, she offers synonyms like hospitality, generosity, or thoughtfulness.
Some things, though, are harder to teach, like the social customs that make some words better left unsaid.
For example, a girl used the word cute to refer to this elderly couple. You are a cute elderly couple.
So what's wrong with being called a cute elderly couple?
Well, Americans generally avoid calling attention to age, and to refer to an older couple as cute might seem a little condescending.
Now, of course, the student had no idea of any of this. She was just trying to thank a nice couple she had met.
You even have to be careful with your closing salutation.
Do not end a thank you note with love. Is that not a good idea?
I would say that's not a good idea, depending on who the person is that you're writing to.
This time of year, Laura Komodo suggests to her students at Hawaii Community College, wishing you health and peace for the new year.
A phrase worthy of a professional greeting card, which is what Sandra Loudon has written lots of over the years. She says a thank you should be sincere and heartfelt, and again, big on specifics.
Sandra Loudon says that even if a person gives you a gift of money, you should tell the giver how you plan to use it.
You always remember in any type of note you write, especially a thank you note, it should have that me to you quality. In other words, I am writing this note to thank you, to specifically thank you. So I have you in mind when I'm writing.
Sandra Loudon says she likes to add a touch of humor, but knows that some people are afraid to include it, afraid that, as writers, they're too serious to be funny. If that's you, consider this.
It's really not as hard as you think if you think in a certain way. And one of those ways that I talk about in classes that I teach is to think literally. You might try something like, thanks a bunch. And on the front, maybe draw a bunch of grapes and have yourself smiling and sitting in those bunch of grapes. And that would be, thanks a bunch.
I never thought of that.
Right. And then if you want to do thanks a bunch again, you know, just think of anything with a bunch. You could do a bunch of bananas. Now, if you want to get into another expression and you say, like, thanks a million, maybe you want to tack some fake money on the front of the card that you make. You want to hand make a card and you get some of those little $100,000 bills that they sell in novelty shops and you tack that on the front of your card and you say, thanks a million.
And she says you can even employ humor on thank you cards in a business setting.
For a lawyer, for instance, there is no reasonable doubt. We thank you very much. Or for an accountant, when we tally our blessings, we count you among them. Thank you for your patronage. I find that humor is a state of mind. It cuts across age, gender, what have you. And everyone appreciates a good laugh and a smile. And with a thank you card also, another component is to keep it very short and to the point. And if it's based on a pun or a play on words, even if it's very, very corny, it gets a message across. It seems to just add that little extra punch that people remember.
Sandra Loudon is author of the book Write Well and Sell Greeting Cards. She also teaches an internet course at www.writerscollege.com.
And we'd like you to remember our email address. It's word@voanews.com. Or write to us at VOA Wordmaster, Washington, D.C., 20237 USA. And, thank you in advance.
With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.